Oh no. You've caught me. I'm learning blood magic. Damn. My secret's out. I better put my hands up and allow myself to be made tranquil right now. Oops. I should have been more careful. It's almost like I wanted to get caught. Like I wanted someone with an actual ounce of will to find me and let me test my powers. Finding it hard to move. That'll be the blood magic you're so afraid of. Stopping all your movements. Well, the ones I don't want to happen, at any rate. It's addicting. The power I'm learning to master. I have complete control over you. Over your body. And over your life. And all you can do is squirm. What's that? Did I see your eye move slightly? Is that the faintest hint of resistance you're showing? My, my. I'll just have to squash it. Like this. Oh, that hurt, didn't it? Blood magic is one of the most powerful branches of the arcane arts, and one of the most painful for the subject. But it can also be pleasurable. And that, my dear, is where you come in. I need a toy to play with, and you'll do just fine. In fact, you'll be perfect. After all, we know each other. We were friends. You stood at my harrowing, hoping that I'd succeed. How that's all changed. You see, I've always had an eye on you. And now, you're all mine. I mean, who's going to find out? Oh, look. Now all that blood's gone from your arms and into that cock of yours. Look at how hard it is. Amazing what happens when you fill something up with more blood than it's meant to hold. I mean, it's all engorged and throbbing. That's good. You know, I've always had a fondness for games, especially chess. The element of self-control and waiting for the kill. So this is what I'm proposing. A little game. Win, and I'll let you go. Lose, and I'll make you my thrall. My own little Templar toy. The worst fate that your kind could suffer. All you have to do is not come. Every time we've played chess, I've won. Let's see if you can finally get lucky against me. Now, I've loosened my grip on your neck. Nod your head if you agree. Good. Now, let's begin. All you have to do is hold it in. To not come. Such an easy proposition for a Templar with your mental fortitude and willpower. You've been trained to resist desire demons, to fight pride demons, but you've never come up against anything like this, have you? I have complete control of you. Like a puppeteer pulling your strings, let me move your arms, make you stroke your own throbbing cock. I see the anger in your eyes, the hate for someone you once called a friend, but all I'm feeling right now is turned on. That's it. I love watching you move your own hands up and down that cock, your eyes showing how helpless you are. Look at it. It's so hard for me. Why Why don't I take some of the blood from your toes and move it up to your cock? Struggling to stand? Don't worry. I've left enough there for you. I can't have my newest toy collapse on me, right? Why don't I make you go faster? Stroke that cock until it's ready to burst. Make it even more engorged and ready for me. You'd make such a nice thrall. I could have you to play with all day. You wouldn't need any blood in your brain, just in your cock. In fact, why don't I do that now? Move some of that blood into your cock. Make it harder for you to think. Delicious. It must be so hard to resist me now, especially when your brain can't fully function. It's so good having you as my obedient little cock slave. That's it. Stroke faster and faster. I can see pre-cum oozing out the head of your cock. But don't forget that if you come, you're mine. Faster and faster. More and more mine. Oh, you're so close already. So close to release. And stop. Oh, looks like you can't move your arms anymore. I took the blood and I moved it to your cock. So you'll just stand there with it throbbing and kneading, but you won't be able to do anything about it. You were so close to surrendering and becoming mine. All you can think about is release. Isn't that right, my thrall-to-be? What would you give for release? Land? Money? Freedom? Your very soul and will? Look how your expression's changed. That angry look is gone, replaced with something far more primal. You've been so easy to corrupt, my love. You fought this all the way until now. Now you realize that you want this. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let go. You can do as you please. Hand me over if you want. Strike me down and end my threat. Or you can just keep on stroking and show me just how far gone you are. Once I free you, my blood magic will no longer work on you. I've exerted too much energy to control you again, but I'm sure I know exactly what choice you'll make, lover. No. What's this? You're actually going to end me? My blood magic won't work on you anymore. Please, no, don't do this. I'll give you whatever you want. Put the sword down. I meant no harm. The blood magic controlled me. It took over my thoughts. It made me do things I didn't want to do. I'm your friend. Oh, did you actually think you had an ounce of control? You thought that I would just let go of my hold on you? Even that little display was of my own doing. You men are so arrogant. So quick to believe that you have the power, when in fact you have none. Now it's time I took what I promised to. Your mind and soul. Let's make you stroke faster and faster, moving all the blood from your brain into your cock. Once you come, you'll be mine forever. All mine, my little thrall. Ten. Your cock so engorged, so full of seed, and ready to burst. 9. Given completely, don't fight anymore. 8. It feels so good when I make you stroke yourself. 7. No more free will. 6. The only thing you care about is your cock and how much you need to come. Five, closer and closer. Four, get ready to explode. Three, I can see your hips bucking, you stud. Two, so much cum saved up for me. Get ready to let it all out. One, that's it. Fall down to your knees and come. Oh, come for me. Come, come and be my thrall. Oh, good boy. My good, good boy.